أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس صدق الله العظيم. As we discussed that this surah is in its meaning a continuation of Surah Al-Falaq, in that both the surahs, as they are known as the Mu'awadhatain, the two surahs in which we seek the protection, shelter and refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us to seek shelter and protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from shaitan. And this will be with matters pertaining to our deen, our akhirat, as opposed to Surah Falaq, in which we were seeking the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the things of this world. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says once again, قُلْ سَيُّ مُحَمَّدِ مُصْطَفَى صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. I seek protection in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the Rabb of Nas, the Rabb of mankind. Now here, if we compare this Qur'an, look at the end. As the Qur'an comes to an end, we started with Rabbil Falaq. Here is Rabbil Nas. The Qur'an starts, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So it is a continuous reminder that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. And Rabbin Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of the entire mankind. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sustains and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the needs of the entire mankind. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also wants to show us a lesson that usually when a person does not have iman, then one, or there is weakness in the iman, then one goes to man to have his needs fulfilled and satisfied. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is drawing our attention to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb of mankind, to whomever we go to, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that person's Rabb. Then in Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us, He's Rabbil Alameen, that there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't only see to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to the entire mankind. Malikin Nas, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king of men, and as a matter of fact, Allah is the owner of kingdom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives kingdom to whomsoever Allah wants to. Allah will take it away from certain people and give it to others. Allah has taken it away from one community and given it to another. Sometimes Allah takes it away from one clan, one family, and then gives it to another clan or another family. So all that is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show that the king has sovereign power over everything, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has power over the entire mankind. Again, we draw the comparison. There we say, Maliki Yawmiddin. Allah is the master of the day of judgment. Allah is the owner of the day of judgment. And here we show that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rules over the entire mankind. So this is the both ends of the Qur'an Kareem. And we can see that there is a reinforcement insofar as our belief system is concerned in the Qur'an-i-Kareem. Ilahin Nas, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ilah, Allah is the object of worship, Allah is the deity of the whole of mankind. So we shouldn't be going to anyone else and worshipping anyone. Hero worshipping will also be included in this. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the deity of the entire mankind. It is a different thing that man does not turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The polytheist, for example, the atheist, for example, do not turn towards Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only deity of mankind. Now what do we seek refuge from? We seek refuge in Allah, but from what? Min sharril waswas. We seek refuge from the evil of the whisperer. And who is the evil whisperer that is evil? Allah says, Al-Khannas. Of khannas, and khannas is a person that withdraws, a person that moves back. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this word khannas for shaitan. And why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the word khannas for shaitan? Allah could have said, min sharri al-waswas is shaitan. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term khannas to show us a very, very important lesson. That shaitan, whenever we remember Allah, whenever we take the name of Allah, then shaitan withdraws. Shaitan moves away from us. But no sooner do we forget, وَمَنْ يَعْشُ عَنْ ذِكْرِ الرَّحْمَانِ نُقَيِّضُ لَهُ شَيْطَانًا فَهُوَ لَهُ قَرِينٌ. That no sooner do we forget about making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we turn away from the dhikr of Allah, then shaitan immediately comes, and shaitan takes control of our thoughts, and shaitan then begins to infiltrate our minds. Like we find in a hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that in every human being there are two seats in the hearts of every human being. One, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints an angel, and that angel is mulhim, who inspires us to do good. And on the other seat, on the other side, on the left hand side of the heart, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appoints a shaitan that then begins to make this waswasa, and he begins to speak about things that are evil and ill, and in this way he deviates us from the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why some ulama have made some remarkable observations insofar as our deen is concerned, that when we perform salat, for example, and then when we're standing in qiyam and we hold our hand and we tie it like this, so what we are doing, we are suppressing this part of the heart, and in that way we are suppressing that waswasa of the shaitan. Those are some of the ulama that have made these type of observations. But the important aspect is here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that provided we are making the dhikr of Allah and we remembering the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time, then this waswasa of shaitan, this infiltration and the whispering of shaitan will lessen upon us. And one also important aspect insofar as the dhikr is concerned, one is to take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name, like we make the dhikr of the ismezat, Allah, Allah, or we nafi isbat, la ilaha illallah. And one other important aspect is the du'as that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, the masnoon du'as. Now how many times, for example in the month of Ramadan, 5 times a day we enter the masjid, are we reading the du'a? At that time, are we remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we sit down to eat, are we saying the name of Allah? We're saying Bismillah wa ala barakatillah. Now those are all forms of du'as, but at the same time they are also dhikr, and they are the remembrance of Allah. Like we find in the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says that when we take the name of Allah, when we eat, then shaitan moves away. But if we do not take the name of Allah, then shaitan finds his portion also in our food. We take the name of Allah and close our homes, the doors of our homes, then shaitan does not find a place to stay. But no sooner do we forget to take the name of Allah, when we close the doors of our homes, then shaitan finds an abode in our own homes. So that is the important aspect also of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alladhi yuwaswisu fi suduri nas. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then makes us very aware that this khannas is that person that whispers in the hearts of mankind, that he will influence us and he will infiltrate our hearts, but obviously he does not have total and full control over us, in that he will make us do the wrong, but he will make us seem, he'll make it seem to us that whatever he wants us to do, he beautifies it, he adorns it, and in that way we think that that is a good thing to do, although it is against the commandments of Allah, min al-jinnati wal-nas. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes that this shaitan that makes this waswasa, don't only think it is from the jinnat, but Allah says it is from the jinn also, and it is from nas, it is from man. Now as far as the jinn, we can understand that they will speak and whisper into our hearts. But how would humans then make this waswasa? So the ulama have explained that they will speak in very ambiguous terms. They will speak in very unclear terms. They will ask you, so you read namaz, did you find the virtue of it? Did you find the barakat in your namaz? How did your namaz help you? Na'udhu billah. They begin to ask you these type of questions. And then what happens? We also then begin to get affected by that. And that draws us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That turns us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is the human shaitan that comes in the form of a human. And in that way he speaks in these ambiguous terms, asking us questions, creating doubts in our hearts and in our minds with regards to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and our ibadat. So hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes also the Qur'an al-Kareem, showing us the very, very important lesson that if we were to go on the Sirat al-Mustaqim, that we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim, the final note that Allah Rabbul Izzat makes, that one obstacle will be that of shaitan. Some ulama say also that min al-jinnati wa al-nas also refers to our own nafs and our own desires. So these are the obstacles that will come in our path between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to clear the path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.